Good morning.
It
is good to see you in the place of worship, like the right time, in the right place, with
the right people.
Amen. Amen. I'm so happy to see you and worship God together this morning. We have a few announcements, and you can find that in your bulletin. Let me just name a couple of them. This week, this coming Thursday, we will have a blood drive in our fellowship hall. 9 through 6:30. So please remember that. If you have not reserved it, you can just come and walk in, and you are welcome to join us. And it will be a great way to manifest love to the people who need. And bell ringing. We still have some slot left. You can join us. It's going to be on December 11th. You can find me and many people ringing the bell at Farms and Fleet, so please remember that. You can find the sign-up sheet in our fellowship hall as well. And today, Rory will be our liturgist. He will lead us. Yes! He will lead us in our worship. Let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Please stand as you're able and join me in our call to worship. We light this candle as a symbol of peace Jesus Christ brought us. May the light sent from God shine in the darkness to show us the way of salvation. O come, O come, Emmanuel.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from the old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. We light this candle not to drown out the darkness, but to illuminate what we have to learn from it. O come, Emmanuel, let us pray. Peace-bringing God, forgive us when we have hurt, destroyed, instead of seeking peace. We ask that you bring peace into our thoughts, into our words, and into our hearts and actions. Help us to pursue Advent peace each and every day. Amen.
Please stand and join in our opening hymn, We Three Kings. Verses 2 and 3.
Thank you.
It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. Unlike the 10 a.m. service, for the 8 a.m. service, you can stand and share your joys and concerns. So what joy and prayer request you want to lift up as a family? We know about the fire and Lieutenant Raymond's. We appreciate his service and we are mourning and grieving as a community. So please remember his family and his friends and all the people in our prayers. Thank you. And please continue to pray for Dave Frederick's father. He needs to gain more strength and he's now having physical difficulties. So please remember him in your prayers. And Darlene doesn't want to share this on the second service because it's on live stream, but Darlene had a stroke last week and now she's in Rockford Rehab Center. She looks fine. I mean, unlike some other patients with stroke, her face looks fine and she makes a very nice speech, very nice, but she needs to gain more strength on her foot and legs, so please remember her in your prayers. And other joys and concerns? During the Advent, we are having Wednesday Bible study morning session at 9:30 and evening session at 6. It went well. It was beautiful. So last week we talked about Mary, and this week we are going to study about Joseph. So that was my joy. And at the beginning of the service, love to hear your, laughing and smiling. Love it. Love it. Now let's talk to God and pray together. Gracious God, this morning we are gathered in your name, Lord, to worship you. Lord, this morning, inspire us and reminds us of who we are and whose we are. We ask that you touch our hearts and mind and remove all the negativity in our heart and hatred and discrimination around us, Lord, and replace with compassion, love, and respect. Lord, we share our joys and concerns, spoken and unspoken. We named a few of us and the people around us because we believe in you, Lord. And we believe you listen to our cries and hear our cries, Lord. Remember the people who are sick and also who need your touch. And remember the people who are grieving at the loss. Lord, we praise you for making us in your image, fearfully and wonderfully. We need your divine intervention to see with your eyes and to love and honor with your heart. Help us to desire to do better, be better, and treat all the people around us with dignity and respect. Lord, we give you thanks that you have called us to be your children, to be the disciples of Jesus Christ. Lord, lead us, guide us, and grant us your grace that endures all the pain, all the disbelief, and help us move forward. Help us have hope and peace in you in this Advent season. Lord, we need you. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for whom you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Rory, I didn't know you have...
Am I done?
No, yeah, I mean, it was good. I love his voice. Maybe I can listen to him reading the Bible all day.
That's because I am old.
Oh.
And I'm glad the words were up there because I didn't bring my glasses on.
But it worked. We had the Bible words. Thank you very much. During Advent, we are talking about Christmas story, mainly about the people seeking the Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ. So last week, we talked about King Herod. When he heard about the child, the newborn king, okay, the king of the Jews, Herod, he was frightened and paranoid. And he decided to kill all the little children in Bethlehem under 2 years old. It is a terrible story. But it is not just the story of King Herod 2,000 years ago, but somehow we all have Herod, a little bit of Herod in us. So we can do something good or something wrong in making decisions and taking action. And everyone has incredible potential to do beautiful things or terrifying potential to do terrible things. And this is why we have to know what it means to be human being before God. We need to know what God wants us to be. And today, we are going to see how God is working in our lives, in our world. So we are going to discover that, through the wise men. So the part of this story is overlapped with the one we had last week. The wise men, or the Magi, they came to Jerusalem and they announced to the king Herod a star of heaven guided them and a child was born to be a king. So we are going to focus on that part of the story, and we have this story in our Christmas carol we just sang. We, three kings of Orient, are. They are called the wise men or the magi. Then who are they? Let's question today. What does this story of the wise men or the magi teach us about God? And what does it teach us about God's will for our lives? So let's start with the people who follow the star. So they are called the wise men or the magi. So let's call them magi. They were mostly philosophers or astrologer or astronomer, which means they looked at stars, believing that those stars meant something about what was happening on Earth. So in the book of Acts, there were two kinds of the Magi. The first one, they were the people who used the power or magic trick to get some money. Mm-hmm. I think we can find many of them in our time as well. But the real Magi in Jesus' time, they were actually priests following wisdom and prophecies. So their focus was on the truth and God. And we think the Magi, they were three people because they brought Jesus three gifts. But the Eastern Orthodoxy, they say those were 12 people. We don't know exactly how many people came to Bethlehem to worship Jesus. But in the old Christian church, three wise men even had their names. We know that. Gaspar, Balthazar, and Malchaya. But what we know is these were the people who were very interested in learning when the king would be born and change the world. And those wise men, they knew something about Jewish people. They were not Jewish people, but they knew about Jewish hope and Jewish king. The wise men came from the Parthian Empire, from the east. You can see in the picture, in the map, Roman Empire and Parthian Empire. They share the border together. And Jewish people, they had some dealing with Parthian because they are very close. And the Parthian, they knew there was anticipation, prophecy in the Jewish scripture that the king would come and he would be the Messiah. And he would be the everlasting king, the prince of peace, shepherd, the ruler of justice, who would bring the light to the world. So these wise men, knowing that the story of the coming king, were looking, waiting, and anticipating. They were watching the star. God, okay, when? When can we have the king of the justice? And they believed those stars could tell them something about the king. When? Then what did they see in heaven at the time? What caused them to believe the king was born? So there were many explanations about that, but one most likely is the conjunction of the two planets that looked like a new star. So if you go out tonight, if the cloud stays away, you can look at southern eastern sky this morning and this evening, and you will see the planet Jupiter. It looks like a star, the brightest one, right after the moon. In 7 before Christ, something happened. Many scholars assert that Jesus was born around the 6 BC. We say BC, before Christ, but somehow Jesus was born 6 before Christ. There was some kind of miscalculation. But there was a conjunction of two planets, Jupiter and Saturn. Actually, this usually happens once in every 20 years, but all the records tell us it strangely happened 3 times in 7 before Christ. They were so close as twice the diameter of the moon, strangely big. In that time, Jupiter represented the king. When there was a conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn, more than once, and the bigger, they might have thought the king was born. When the wise men saw the conjunction, they went on a long distance journey. Can you imagine that? Why? From far, far, far from. They began the journey from the modern time of Iran, a part of Parthian Empire, all the way to Bethlehem. Then how long did the journey take? Did they walk on their foot or ride a camel? I don't know. If they had Lamborghini or Mercedes, it would not take a lot of time, but at the time they didn't have it. Can you picture that? So let's say they rode camels, but it was about 1,000 miles. If you see the Middle East Asian map, you can see Tehran, which is known as the city of rain, and you can find Bethlehem. 1,000 miles of the journey. How long did it take by camel or on foot? Some people say it took 2 months. Another say it took 4 months. Some others say it took over a half year. If you don't take any day off, but keep moving. And they traveled for a few months to come to see a baby, the newborn king. So let me give you a sense of how far the journey took. If you travel by camel or on foot from Stirling to Washington, D.C., it's about 800 miles. So you have to go 200 miles more. And the question is, why? Why? Why did these wise men give up relative safety and comfort to John and travel a few months' journey by camel? They even brought valuable gift. Why did they do this? So last week we talked about King Herod, how terrible he was, right? Out of his feeling of insecurity and fear. And he loved his wife, Maria, who was one of the Jewish royal family members. And he killed his wife's uncle, he killed his mother-in-law, and he killed his beloved wife and his sons because he thought they were threat to his political position. But at the time, the emperor of the Parthian Empire, he was worse than King Herod. The person was more horrible one. He killed his own father to take the throne. And he killed about 30 brothers of his own. And he also killed 4,000 people in a day, one day. You can imagine how he might have ruled the nation. And the wise men, probably, they were the magi and the priests of the Parthians who knew about Jewish tradition and prophecy about the Messiah. When the wise men saw the sign of the heaven about the long-awaited Messiah, we understand why. Why they took a few months' journey all the way to Bethlehem to see it with the hope, because the child represented the hope that the world could be better in the future. The child meant to them the light and life. And he represented the ideal of the king who would rule with justice, mercy, compassion, and righteousness. And they were yearning for the king. Why they traveled for a few months? The reason? It helps us understand the meaning of Christmas. What does it mean to us? Christmas Day. Because we have a deep longing for someone who can give us hope. The real hope from God. We are longing to know there is God's grace for us, and we want to know that we are never really alone. There is light and life. And we want to believe there is someone who rules with righteousness and justice. And somehow in the end, it will make sense when it comes to all of the pain and brokenness in our world. It is something beautiful, something good. So the Christmas, it cannot be just about getting a new iPad or something, a new cool television. Indeed, Christmas is more than that. Sometimes we feel the need for the wise man, for ourselves, when sometimes we are the wise man. Think about a family whose beloved one is dying. Think about the family of the Rotarian members and its community and the people around us. They don't need iPad. They don't need new stuff. All they need is love and care. And they need hope and faith and that God is going to take care of their beloved one. And we will see them again. It is the hope they need. And we also can be the wise man to the family, our friends and neighbors. I believe that's the true meaning of Christmas. We all have the moment of our lives we don't imagine or we don't want to remember because it was so dark, sad, frustrating, and bad. That's why we need Christmas. We need Jesus in our home and place. And we can be the wise man. And think about that. An angel came to Joseph saying that they have to leave and escape from King Herod because he would come and kill Jesus. So they went to Egypt. It was not their plan. We know Mary and Joseph, they lived in Nazareth. Probably Joseph, he took a vacation to do the census. Hey boss, I'm gonna take maybe a couple of weeks of vacation. I'm gonna go to Bethlehem and do the census. And I will get back to you. Probably he packed all the sandwich, or burgers, or hot dog, with some ice cream for his vacation for a couple of weeks. But all of a sudden, he had to leave. He couldn't go back to Nazareth. He didn't have enough money. He didn't have enough food. Now he has to live in a foreign country, Egypt. How? How do you think Mary and Joseph they were able to survive in Egypt? Yes. They could survive because the wise man brought these three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Their gift became a means that Mary, Joseph, and the Christ the child could survive in a foreign country. And here's the point: we can be the wise man. We can be the wise man to our neighbors who have less fortune at this moment. It can be simple. Do you mean you can come and do the blood drive? That's going to help a lot of people who need blood for their surgery or for their research. With a band reading, you can join us. And we can find people around us. I don't mean that we are not supposed to enjoy all the Christmas gifts. Yes, Grace, Lily, I'm not going to ruin your Christmas gift. But I hope we could be a blessing to others in this season. And I believe that's the meaning of Christmas we may find from the story of the wise man. It is about our hope and faith in Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. It is also about our faith journey to be the wise man, somebody around us who brings hope, love, and care. Amen. This morning I was really happy to hear you giggling and laughing before the service. And that just reminded me that Jesus always called us to be a community. You, not just one person, individual, but a community of faith. You go and do the work, and I will be with you as we break the bread and share the cup. We remember Jesus' promise to be with us, guide us, strengthen us. Let's pray. For us, the Holy Spirit on us gathered here, bless each one of us and bless these precious elements of the Holy Communion. Lord, make them the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that as we take them, make us the body of Jesus Christ, redeemed by his blood. Lord, lead us. Inspire us. And help us be the wise men to the people around us, with the hope and peace in you. Amen. Please fill the first layer for the bread. This is the body of Jesus Christ. This is the blood of Jesus Christ. Thinking about the wise men, I thought, how desperate they needed hope. They needed hope. And we need hope. Hope for the future. Hope that it's going to be better. We will go, we will overcome this pandemic and all the turmoil. Why I'm thinking about all of them, when I see you, I hear you, and I give thanks to God, and I find hope in us, that God will do amazing work through us. This moment, with all the gratitude for God has done in our lives, let us present ourselves, our time, our talents, and resources back. Let us sing together, Let There Be Peace on Earth, page number 431.
Thank you.
spring up from the ground, and righteousness look down, come down from heaven. As you walk in the way of peace, may the blessing of God, eternal majesty, living word, and holy comforter be with you now and forever.